questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio is a guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Hojjatul Islam Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Karimi, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about a very important case, and that is whether we have any reference to Prophet Muhammad's prediction about the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and we can say as a result, shedding tears for his martyrdom. Because for sure in the Shia references, we have such a case that Prophet Muhammad predicted, and in fact, by his divine knowledge, could see the future of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and shed tears. But what about the Sunni references? Do we have any reference to this story or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very important question because many people, when they argue against Shia mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they, especially the Wahhabis, they claim that this is a bid'ah, an innovation, and there is no trace of it in the sources, they mean the Sunni sources. But the point is that there are many narrations in Sunni sources according to which, as you rightly mentioned, the Holy Prophet has also predicted the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he has mourned for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He has shed tears many years before the tragedy of Karbala. For example, Bayhaqi in his work quotes from Asma bint Umays that she said, when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was born, the Holy Prophet asked me to take Hussein to the Prophet. And I took the baby, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the Holy Prophet recited Adhan and Iqama in his ears, and then he began to cry. So it was very surprising for Asma bint Umays to see the Prophet crying for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. I mean, while he need to be happy because Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was just born.
Yes.
So she asked the Prophet about the reason why you are crying. He said, because of the sufferings and afflictions and calamities of this son of mine.
Yes.
Asma said that I told the Prophet that he's just born. But the Prophet said, "O Asma, he will be killed by an oppressive group, and my intercession will not include them." And she asked me not to tell the story to Fatima. This has been mentioned by some of the Sunni scholars, for example, Khwarizmi in his Maqtal 101, page 88, and Tabari in the Khair al-Uqba, page 119.
Yes.
Of course, I'm just quoting from Sunni sources.
Okay.
So maybe it was the first time that, a baby is born, but we have somehow a mourning session for him.
Yes.
And that was the case for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. The Holy Prophet predicted about his martyrdom and also cried for him.
Also to say that when the baby was born, Prophet Muhammad kissed the throat of Imam al-Hussein.
There are some narrations, but they are mainly in Shia sources.
Yes, okay.
According to another narration, Umm al-Fath says that, "I went to the Prophet one day and told him that last night I had a very bad dream or a nightmare. And the Prophet asked me to tell him the dream, and I told him that I saw in a dream that as if a part of your holy body was cut off and was put on my lap."
Mm-hmm.
And then the Holy Prophet told me that, "O Umm al-Fath, that has been a very good dream." And I mean, the Holy Prophet is interpreting the dream for her.
Yes.
And the Holy Prophet said that this dream is referring to a baby for Fatima al-Zahra Salamun alayha, who will be born in future. And then Umm al-Fath says that this exactly happened.
Yes.
And later Fatima al-Zahra Salamun alayha gave birth to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And one day I went to the Prophet and I saw that the Prophet, he has Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on his lap, but he was crying. I asked for the reason, and the Holy Prophet told me that Jibreel came to me and informed me that my nation, the Islamic Ummah, will kill my son Hussein.
Yes.
Umm al-Fath was very surprised and said, she says that I told the Prophet, you mean this son of yours, Imam Hussein alayhi salam? And the Holy Prophet said, yes. And then the Holy Prophet gave me a red soil. This has been mentioned by the following Sunni scholars, Hakim Nishaburi in Al-Mustadrak, volume 3, page 176, Muttaqi al-Hindi in Kanz al-Ummal, volume 12, page 123, and Ibn al-Jawzi in Al-Muntazam fi Tariqh al-Umam al-Muluk, volume 5, page 78.
That's right.
Now, there are a couple of narrations also refer to this soil of Karbala.
Yes.
And this is very interesting. I will share some other narrations in this regard. The fact that the Holy Prophet was given a part of the soil of Karbala, which was red.
That's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. In another narration, we read that Umm Salama says that Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam were playing in my house in front of the Prophet. And then Jibreel, descended and came to the Prophet and said, O Muhammad, inna ummataka taqtulu ibnaka hadha.
Yes.
Your very nation will kill this son of yours, that is Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. The Holy Prophet began to cry and then he hugged Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And then he told me, وَدِيَعَةٌ عِنْدَكَ هَذَهِ التُّرْبَةِ. This soil should be, a trust with you.
Yes.
And he also smelled the soil and told me that, oh, Umm Salama, when you find this turba turning into red, then you should know that this is the time when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam has been killed. This is another narration referring to the fact that, first of all, the Holy Prophet has predicted the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He has cried for him, and he also has referred to the soil of Karbala. And later, we are told that Umm Salama found out one day that the soil turned into red, and she came to know that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred.
Also, in the other ziyarah, especially about the turba of Imam al Hussein, for example, in Ziyarat al-Nahiyat al-Muqaddasa by Imam Mahdi, we read specifically and explicitly that the turba of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, there is remedy and shifa in that, okay?
Yeah.
This has been also emphasized by the other infallible imams, you know, and authentic resources. But as you said, Prophet Muhammad in here is somehow giving us a kind of prediction, because so many years after Prophet Muhammad, the story of Karbala in the 61 AH took place. And this shows, again, the significance of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, not only in the eyes of Prophet Muhammad, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself.
That's
isn't
the point.
Okay. So any other reference?
Yeah,
in the Sunni
there
references?
Are some other narration in this regard. In another narration, we read that the Holy Prophet in the house, Zainab, one of his wives, he has also cried for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Zainab bint Jahsh, one of the wives of the Prophet, says that in one of the days that the Holy Prophet was with me in my house, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was also there. He had just begun to walk.
Yes.
He went to the Prophet. He wanted to go to the Prophet's room. I wanted to prevent him. The Holy Prophet told me that leave him. And then the Holy Prophet made an ablution and began to say a prayer. And whenever he went to ruku or he was bowing down, he was playing with Mawlana Hussein alayhi salam during the prayer. After the prayer, the Holy Prophet began to cry. And I was very surprised, and I told the Prophet about the reason that why saying the prayer and at the same time playing with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, now he is crying.
Yes.
And the Holy Prophet told me that Jibreel came to me and informed me that my nation will kill him. I told Jibreel that show me the turba of him, and Jibreel brought me a red soil.
Yes.
This is in Majma' al-Dawa'id, volume 9, page 188, and Kanzul Ummal, volume 6, page 223.
And red here refers to the bloody soil of Karbala,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
In another narration, the story happens in the house of another wife of the Prophet, and that is Aisha. She says that one day Jibreel came to the Prophet and told him that, Ya Muhammad, inna ummataka satuftanu ba'dak wa yaqtulu ibnaka hadha min ba'dik.
Yes.
Oh Muhammad, after you, your nation, your ummah will bring a kind of, some problems in your nation and some seditions, and they will kill this son of yours, that is Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And then, according to this narration, Jibreel told the Prophet that he will be killed in a land which is called At-Taf. And we know that this is one of the names for the land
Karbala.
Of Karbala.
Yes.
And then the Holy Prophet began to cry, and he went to a group of his companions, including Abu Bakr, Umar, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Hudhaifa, Ammar, and Abu Dhar, and he told them that Jibreel informed me that my son Hussein will be killed in the land of Taf.
That's right.
This had been mentioned by Haythami in As-Sawaiq al-Muhraqa, page 192, and Maqt al-Khwarizmi, volume 1, page 159.
Okay. And sorry, for sure, based on these references, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam himself has been informed about his martyrdom, isn't it?
Exactly.
In such a way, through the prophetic narrations and the traditions. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are some other narrations. For example, in another narration, we read that when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was only 2 years, the Holy Prophet was going to a journey, and suddenly he stopped and said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," which usually is recited when someone has just passed away. And then the Holy Prophet began to cry. The companions of the Prophet asked him for the reason, and then the Prophet says that Jibreel told me about a land next to the Euphrates, which is called Karbala. يُقْتَلَ فِيهَا الْحُسَيْنِ إِبْنُ عَلِي. Imam Hussein alayhi salam will be killed on this land. And they asked the Prophet about the killer, and the Holy Prophet said, رَجُلٌ يُقَارُ لَهُ يَزِيدٌ. So in this narration, the Holy Prophet also talks about Yazid, the oppressive Umayyad ruler, who is the killer of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then the Holy Prophet became very sad. He didn't go to that journey. He went to his mosque and began to talk about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his martyrdom for his companions. And all the companions began to cry. But the Holy Prophet said, "Atabkuna wa la tansuruna." Are you crying for him, but you are not going to help him?
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, people did not know maybe what the Holy Prophet was talking about, but later all these predictions came true. This had been mentioned by Maqtal, by Abdul Rahman ibn al-Jawzi, volume 1, page 164. So these are some of the narrations in Sunni sources which talk about the fact that the Holy Prophet has predicted about the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and has cried and mourned for him as well.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the prediction of Prophet Muhammad on the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and whether he shed tears on the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam when he was just a kid and baby or not. It was very kind of you, brother. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn. وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين